Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Parenting Teenagers, written and read by Heidi Vay. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. I am smack dab in the middle of parenting 2 teenage boys. It feels like only yesterday that they were my sweet, snuggly, innocent babies. They needed me, and I felt like their mommy. Today, it's so hard to feel anything but their lunch maker and room cleaning nagger. I feel like they are slipping through my fingers, and I am powerless to stop them. I feel out of control most days when it comes to phone time, homework, chores, eating habits, etc. They are gaining more independence, but with that comes a level of anxiety for me as their mother. I still long to control all that they do, but I know that I need to begin to let go in certain areas, allowing them to make their own mistakes and experience the consequences of their poor choices. Teenagers are at a sensitive time in their development, with their prefrontal cortex is stretching its legs and seeking to understand who this person is and what they will become. This is the decision-making part of the brain, and it is still developing in these teen years. It goes without saying that they are doing things that make me want to pull my hair out. When teens appear to be rebelling, it can easily be them striving to find independence. This pulling away and desire for space is a natural part of growing up. Teens struggle for acceptance among peers, and as parents, we need to remind them that they are loved and accepted just as God created them, not because of how they look, what they drive, or the toys that they possess. We need to pray against the negative influence they are most assuredly receiving from their peers. We need to be the loudest voice in their life, filling their hearts and minds with the truth of God's word and combating the enemy's lies that are pouring into them daily. Teens are desiring to be in control of their own lives. They want to have a say in what they do and how they do it. If we try to force things on them, this will only lead to the rebellion that we are trying to avoid. These are natural and normal parts of development for both boys and girls. The more we understand what is going on with our teens emotionally, physically, and hormonally, we can begin to develop compassion for their behavior and react with love instead of annoyance and pour out acceptance and grace instead of anger and punishment. This is easier said than done, but I believe that God created teens with a purpose in mind, knowing full well that they would need to go through these stages to become the person He created them to be. Let's not fight against the natural process of maturation in our teens, but instead partner with the Lord to assist their growth with love, spur on their independence, and give them opportunities to make good choices. Let's pray. Dear God, I lift my teenagers to You. Please give me the wisdom as I parent them through these tumultuous years. I feel as though I am losing my grip on them as they are seeking independence and control of their own lives. Please give me grace when I notice that some of their choices do not bring life. Give me Your words for each specific situation and give me the ability to react with grace and love. Please protect them from the schemes of the enemy and put a hedge around their hearts and minds that would deflect anything coming at them that is not from You. Help me to encourage them in their walk with You and help me to speak truth and life over them every day. Help me remind them how much they are loved by Me and by You. Help me to teach them that they will only reach their full potential if they include You in their life. Help me to cultivate an environment where they feel safe and free to make choices, but in a space that is bound by love and protection. Help me let go in the most supportive way possible without being overprotective or overbearing. I surrender them to You, Lord, and ask that You lead and guide them as they continue to mature and grow. Show them the right path for their life and protect them from choices that may be detrimental. Breathe Your life over them every day in all their activities, and show me how to love them in the best way possible. Thank You for the privilege of parenting my children, and please strengthen our relationship every day. Thank You, Jesus, for the gift of motherhood. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.